that is that you want to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. The talk today is, as you can see, all about mud. And you might think that's a bit of a strange thing to talk about, but I want to explain. I was away last week at Greenbelt Festival, and we were camping, and after the driest summer on record ever, the heavens opened and the rain descended. And I know that was the same here. And the mud generated in the field, I've never seen anything like it. It was dangerous. People were sliding around all over the place. Other people decided to take their shoes off and sort of dance in the mud and just carry on as though it wasn't really slippery underfoot. Some people were sort of sliding down the hills in the mud. There are lots of different ways to experience mud. Some people were really happy to dance around in it and get really covered, whereas others were taking lots of care to make sure that they didn't get covered in mud. And I'm not sure what springs to mind when you think of mud, other than what a strange thing to preach about. But it got me thinking, from drought to heavy downpours, there's going to be mud. And it came into my head that actually there are several references to mud in the Bible. What actually is it? So it's the churning up of earth mixed with water. And it can be quite dangerous, but it can also be quite interesting. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, because there is a lot of symbolism in that. If we go back to our first reading that Jairus kindly brought us, Psalm 40, verse 5. Verses 1 and 2, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Now, this is one of the Psalms of David. And in verse 1, we read that he waited patiently. Now, sometimes it's not easy to wait, and it's certainly not easy to wait patiently. And there are lots of things that we have to wait for in this life. I'm sure you can think of times in your life when you've had to wait for something, and waiting patiently is particularly challenging. In this psalm, we read of mud as a negative, slimy thing, which we can be trapped in. It says, he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. When we are struggling, not coping, waiting patiently on God may not be the first thing on our minds. But look what benefits David receives. God lifts him up. He sets him on a rock. He gives him a firm place to stand. And not only does he give him a firm place to stand, it says in verse 3, he puts a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. We all have struggles. We're all human. We're not perfect. And we come across lots of different challenges in our lives. I'm sure we can call those challenges to mind. But here we see a sense of choice. We can let our challenges dominate our lives. We can let them consume us. Or we can praise God when we're in that mud pit of despair, when we feel lost, when we feel alone. God will lift us out of the mud if we wait patiently on him. Think for a moment of those times that God has lifted you out of that time of despair, that awkward challenge, that difficult moment. I'm going to jump now to our second reading, which makes a different reference to mud. This is from 2 Peter. So this letter was written by Peter to warn Christians about false teachers and to encourage them in their faith. And in the reading we heard earlier, Peter is giving specific warnings about false teachers. So you can see in some versions it has a little title which says false teachers and their destruction. So when he refers to these men, he's talking about false prophets, and you can read the whole chapter separately later on. The reason I've used it is for the mud reference, verse 22. Of them, the proverbs are true. Don't worry too much about the vomiting dog. The one I'm interested in is a sow that is washed returns to her wallowing in the mud. But what does that actually mean? It's an interesting reference because people often think that pigs, they're dirty because they're wallowing in mud. But actually, pigs are naturally very clean animals. They don't have sweat glands. They don't sweat. So they roll in mud in order to keep themselves cool, in order to protect themselves from the sun, and to protect themselves from biting insects, because once the mud has dried, that provides a sort of layer of protection for them. But here, wallowing in the mud is used by Peter as a metaphor. So the clean pig naturally goes back to the mud. That is instinctive for the pig. But what is Peter actually saying? He's saying, if a person's heart doesn't change when they come to know Jesus, they will eventually return to their previous lifestyle. And my question to us all is this: has your heart changed since you came to know Jesus? Just please reflect on that for a moment. Has your heart changed since you came to know Jesus? And if it hasn't, what can you do? And if you don't know Jesus, his arms are open. He is waiting for you to accept him. There's another well-known reference to mud in the Bible, and this might be the one with which several of you are more familiar, and it's the story in John 9 of Jesus healing the man who was born blind. Jesus mixes his own saliva with mud. He puts that mud onto the man's eyes and then tells him to go and wash in a particular place, the pool of Siloam. And his sight is restored. So here we see Jesus working a miracle with mud, working a miracle with that which has been churned up, water and earth. That same Jesus helps us with our challenges. When we face our own challenges, it's really important to seek God's strength and perspective rather than to ask why. Coming back to where we started, firstly, waiting patiently may not spring to mind when we're facing tough situations, but God will lift us out of the mud if we wait patiently on him. And secondly, when our hearts are changed by Jesus, we must not revert to our old ways. Let's not get stuck in the mud. Amen. Amen. Thank you.